All right, I'm going to explain how the conference goes. I'm going to press 8 here so we won't hear anybody else come on to the line. All of the tones will be turned off. So hold on a minute again.
Warren?
Oh, Mama.
Okay, now anybody else joins us, you will not be able to hear them. And I'm going to press 5
Okay,
in a minute.
Let me know what happens.
And I'm going to
And then I'll get another key, thanks, but I'm going to have to lock.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to mute. It sounds like there's a lot of noise in the background here.
Sorry about that.
All right. Now, what I would like you to do is, if you would like, have a pencil and paper ready in case you wish to take any notes or note any prayer requests that you would like to share at the end of the class. Or if you have any questions, we either will have time during the class or at the end of the class for you to ask them. I'm going to keep you muted, and if you have, for instance, you can't hear me, or if you're having a problem with something that you just have to interrupt, just hit *6. We're going to begin with a few prayers and songs for protection and help, and I'm going to ask Barbara, if she will lead in an opening invocation, and then what we will do is we will have a brief breathing meditation exercise to help focus, and we will also listen to Mother Mary, and you're going to learn how to become one with the Mother and with the Holy Spirit, and this, and you'll learn why this is essential for your moving forward in this lifetime and to overcoming the many challenges that we face today. So don't feel you have to say anything unless you feel comfortable doing it, doing so. And if you do want to say something, you hit *6. And Barbara, if you're there, Barbara, are you there? Hit *6, Barbara, if you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay.
Hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead and give an invocation.
Okay. In the name of the mighty I Am that I am, I call the heart of beloved Mother Mary to overshadow us all this week. I call the souls of everyone gathered together to have a communion of hearts, to be one. Thank you so much, Mary, for always, for being our cosmic mother, us dearly, so personally, completely into your heart, right, and let grow together. Thank you, and we accept our full love and balance.
Thank you, Barbara. All right, we're going to begin. I sent out a number of prayer sheets, and if you'll look on your prayer sheet, or if you happen to have a prayer booklet, we're going to do Shield of Faith together. We're going to do that first. After that, we're going to sing the short, well, actually, we'll sing the Crystal Diamond Light, and then we'll do the short Tube of Light, and then we're going to say some affirmations called I Am the Mother that I sent to everybody that I could, that I had an address for, and last of all, we're going to sing a new song called I and the Mother Light Are One, because tonight we're going to mainly honor the mother principle, which is, by the way, available to all of us, and you'll find some very interesting things that you didn't know about the Holy Spirit tonight. So, first of all, take your prayer sheets. I hope you've been saving them up, the ones that I saved you in the past, and look at the one called Shield of Faith and say it with me. Now, you won't be able to hear it being said with everybody else. You'll only be able to hear me. But that's okay. Just say it with me and know that we're all saying it together, even though we can't hear each other. Here we go. Shield of faith before behind. Protect my body, soul, and mind. To the right, to the left, and round my being. Let choirs of faith and Michael sing. And cosmic bells of victory ring. Shield of faith above, below. Let blue flame angels round me glow. To the right, to the left, and all about, let choirs of faith and Michael shout, their love now win and darkness rout. I forgot to say that if you have a prayer book, this is 10.017 in your book. We're going to say it two more times. Shield of faith before behind, protect my body, soul, and mind. To the right, to the left, and round my being, let choirs of faith and Michael sing, and cosmic bells of victory ring. Shield of faith above below, let blue flame angels round me glow. To the right, to the left, and all about, let choirs of faith and Michael shout, their love now win and darkness rout. If you don't have this available, just listen to the words and visualize Archangel Michael and his angels all around you, surrounding you, hugging you, protecting you with his powerful blue light while you meditate on the words. One more time. Shield of faith before behind, protect my body, soul, and mind. To the right, to the left, and round my being, let choirs of faith and Michael sing, and cosmic bells of victory ring. Shield of faith above below, let blue flame angels round me glow. To the right, to the left, and all about, let choirs of faith and Michael shout, their love now win and darkness rout. Next, you're going to hear a very beautiful song. It's called Diamond Tube of Light. Visualize Saint Germain's violet laser light penetrating the top of your head, going into all parts of your body, lighting up every cell, cleansing and energizing every cell. And it is sung by children, so it's a very sweet song.
Thank you.
to do, I sent you a prayer. It's called I Am the Mother. And we're going to say the affirmations of that prayer together. And one of the things you may want to do in the following weeks is pick out one or two of those affirmations that really strikes you in your heart and learn it and say it every day. The Holy Spirit, and this is one of the most interesting things you're going to hear about tonight, is actually a feminine being, if you would call it that. It actually has a very feminine aspect of it, and as we hear this class tonight, which is rather interesting, you will hear about this. So this, as you say it, is really the Mother and the Holy Spirit together. So pick up your prayer called I Am the Mother, the affirmations on that, and we're going to say at least the first, maybe the first two parts on the first page here. But say them with me and think about them as you say them. I am receiving Mother Mary's presence in the secret chamber of my heart. I am a mother of healing for the earth. I am beloved of the Mother and believe in her miracles, and therefore they shall be mine. Mother Mary and I are of one spirit, one mind, and one heart. I am receiving divine perfection from the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I am one with the Mother of Eternal Love. I am works of purity and words of kindness. I am a ray of hope. I am the flame of purity. I am a radiant crystal prism radiating love and all of the qualities of the white ray from the center of my heart. Now we will do the second part here. I am the mother of all life. I am visualizing healing rings of fire going forth from Mary's heart to every soul, honoring the Christ light with gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and the love born by the three wise men. The hour of the mother is come, and I am mothering life with the oil of gladness. I am sponsoring all unborn life through a greater dedication of my life, my time, my energy, and my supply. I am holding a vision of establishing a home for the unwanted, receiving, nurturing, and raising souls, and finding families to receive them in holiness. I am the glory of God within each little child. I am inspiring, motivating, and physically intervening on behalf of children. I am calling to the legions from the violet planet to surround the womb of all pregnant mothers to assist them in the perfect development and delivery of the children who are coming for the raising of the earth in sacred fire. I think we'll go ahead and do the last part. I am visualizing the violet fire going forth into the unborn children and into the seventh root race, manifesting miracle light, ideas, and works for mankind. I am the light of healing truth that cleaves away error and exposes the truth behind the lie of women's right to abort. I am sending rays of healing light into the courts of jurisprudence to elicit a new beacon of truth to reverse the lie upheld by Roe v. Wade, aborting the very light of God in these innocent ones. I am praying the rosary daily to soften the hearts of women to be sensitive to life, to the love of God, and to the child aborning in the womb. I am the woman clothed with the sun, come to shine my light. I and my mother are one. Okay, now we're going to play the new song that I sent everybody called I and My Mother Are One. I and the Mother Light are one, actually. The Masters, you know, have urged and urged us to take in more of the Mother Light, which is very important at this time to bring balance to our lives and help us to grow. We have, in the West, lived mainly under the Father Light, which is a very important and very powerful light, and it represents power. And we, in our country, which I disagree with President Obama here, but I feel that we have a basic Christian foundation in this country, and we are a Christian country overall. And so, because of that, we have worshipped the Father. We have not paid much attention to the Mother aspect of God. It has only been coming to the forefront in the last, it started about in the 60s, and it's now starting to come even more to the forefront. More and more people are becoming aware of the Mother aspect of their lives, of their God, their Father, Mother, God. So, this group of Mother Light affirmations that we just said can be said daily. Now, if there's any of them you don't agree with or feel comfortable about, just put them on the back burner. But some of them may really strike your heart, and you may want to learn them. I heard one of the masters say that we would not go fully into the golden age without the Mother Light. So now we will play this song, I and the Mother Light Are One. But it is a very blessed song to me, and I have to tell you how I got that song. I took a class recently called The City of God, and it was a class with Mother Mary, and it was an experience, actually, of a woman, one of the nuns in a church named Mary of Agreda, and back in the 1600s, who had a very unique psychic type of gift, and was able to tune into Mother Mary and write this book of all Mother Mary's experiences. And Mother Mary also dictated to her, and she wrote that in the book too. It's a very big book, and it's rather long and lengthy, but when you get into it, it's a great blessing. And at the end of our class, Mother Mary gave a dictation to David Lewis in which she said, if you take the next 10 days and continue to study this book and meditate on me, I will bless you immensely. I don't remember her exact words, but it was something like that. And so, that's what I did. And one morning as I was meditating, the words to this song came, and then the tune came, and finally there it was. And so I brought it up to Dallas, and I got finally got Barbara to, well, actually Barbara was very cooperative. She has a beautiful voice, and she sang it with me. And it was was very exciting, and we were able then to send it to our song committee and get it published. So now we have it in our prayer book. It's song 120 in our prayer book. Now what we're going to do is, before we have our darshan with Mother Mary, we're going to have a short breathing meditation with the Mother Light. Now, here's what I want to tell you. What we are doing is called pranayama. It's an exercise in which you breathe into the count of eight. You hold to the count of eight, then you breathe out to the count of eight, and you hold it out to the count of eight. I've seen it done many ways, many times, and what we're going to do first with this is do it to the count of eight so you're familiar with the rhythm. And as I start you, and I'll count to eight, you breathe in until I get to the number eight. When I say number eight, you slowly start to breathe out, and I'll count to eight again. When I get to the number eight again, you hold it out, and then, I'll tell you as we do it. So get ready, take a few big breaths, and here we go. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And hold it out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now I'm going to say a little verse with it that happens to be in the counts of eight. The first line goes, I breathe in my I am presence. Each one of those syllables is accounted as one. So there are eight syllables, so that it counts to eight. I breathe in. Now you breathe in as I say this. I breathe in my I am presence. That's eight. Hold it. I absorb all of her essence. Now breathe out. I send out her love to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Okay. Now what we're going to do is a slightly different exercise. It's taken from the affirmations we just did. We're taking this affirmation that says, I am receiving Mother Mary's presence in the secret chamber of my heart. And this is what we want you to do. As I say this, I want you to breathe in. And then I'll say another affirmation. I am a mother of healing for the earth. You will breathe out, sending her light to all over the earth. So this is slightly different. It's kind of a two-step meditation. Okay, here we go. I'm going to breathe in now. I am receiving, breathe in, Mother Mary's presence in the secret chamber of my heart. Breathe in her presence and hold your breath, pushing it down into your heart. Now you'll breathe it out. I am a mother of healing for the earth. Breathe out your light to the whole earth. Send out your love and light to heal the planet, especially those for whom you feel a deep concern. Do it again. I am receiving, breathe in, Mother Mary's presence in the secret chamber of my heart. Push that air down into your heart. I am a mother, breathe out, of healing for the earth. Send your light out to all mankind. One last time. I am receiving Mother Mary's presence in the secret chamber of my heart. Breathe out. I am a mother of healing for the earth. Send your air out to all across the planet. Mother Mary is an archangel. Actually, she's called an archai. The feminine counterpart of the archangels are all called archai. Mother Mary is the twin flame of Archangel Raphael. They serve on what we call the fifth ray, which is a green ray, and represents healing. Some people, in fact, will wear green on Wednesdays because that's the fifth ray day to remind them that this is Mary's day and that it represents a day of service and healing. People who serve under this ray are often in the medical field or a field of service of some sort. Maybe they're social workers or counselors or ministers. They could be any number of jobs where people serve the public. There are numerous books available about Mother Mary, her life here on the earth, the truth about her marriage to Joseph, the truth about her seven children, and her tremendous contributions as a leader among the disciples, especially after Jesus was crucified. and her influence and her instruction to Jesus as he grew up and he ministered was powerful. She was a great force behind him. And she tells us today that her reason for being is to bring us up higher. And that's you and me. So we want to help her fulfill her reason for being by allowing her to woo us to herself and to come up higher. And now we are going to play the dictation. It's called, or I call it, Applying the Holy Spirit and the Mother Principle. And it was just given a few weeks ago. It's very meditative, and you can feel Mother Mary's light and energy and love coming through as you listen to it. So it's a kind of dictation that you can really apply a lot to your life as we listen to it, and we will talk about how to do that. So here we go.
In the name of Mother Mary, with this chorus to us, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a feminine aspect of the Divine, and the Blessed Mahashohan is a representative of the Holy Spirit, who is Mother. Therefore, the Holy Spirit represents the Mother Principle within all life, and especially as it manifests through nature.
Does anyone want to tell us some more about the Mahashohan? If anybody has anything you would like to say about the Mahashohan, who he is, what he does for us, what you're aware of about him, feel free to hit *6. And contribute. We'll give you 2 to 3 minutes if you want. Okay, I'll just go on a little bit, and if you think of something, don't hesitate to hit *6 and interrupt me. First of all, the term Shohan means an office, means a responsibility, just like Elohim or archangels are also terms given to their offices. Now, there are what we call 7 lords of the 7 rays, and they are also called Shohans, or Chohans of the 7 rays. The Maha Chohan, however, is a little bit different in that he represents all of the rays, and so his color is white, and this represents all the colors. Now, in lower realms, when you mix all the colors together, it makes black, and that's because they're in the lower realms. But in the higher realms, when you mix all the colors together, it makes white. It makes purity. And the Mahashohan represents the Holy Spirit and all its gifts. He is the one who would see to it that you receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. As you absorb more and more of the Mother Light. You can learn all about the Chohans of the 7 rays if you are able to obtain a book called Lords of the 7 rays. And I know that it used to be in print through Summit University Press. That's where I got my copy. It's an amazing book. It tells you about each of the Chohans and all of the promises that they have for us if we call upon them. Okay, we're going to go on now.
The Mother Light penetrates, permeates, and fills, and is suffused through the natural kingdom and queendom. And it is this Mother Principle of reverence for life that enlivens, enriches, and spiritualizes Mater, which is the Mother.
So we see here that knowing the Holy Spirit and knowing the Mother, or the Mother Light, is really the same thing. And the Holy Spirit and the Mother are in everything. They're in all Mater. Mater, it's spelled M-A-T-E-R, means matter, or means physicality. That's where the word mother came from. So they are in all mater, all that matters, even the matter or the mater that is us physically, the physical part of us. In July 2004, the Mahashohan said to us, and I quote him here, he said, "Meditate on the Mother and the Holy Spirit, for these are the keys to your overcoming in this age." Now, what do we have to overcome in this age? Some of us may have to overcome our fear of reaching out to others. Some of us need to overcome our fear of what our government is doing. In fact, I think the dark forces would just as soon have us scared to death because we start visualizing the things that we think are happening and they're not too good and they can actually draw them to us. So we don't want to fear. But the Mahashohan says, meditate on the Mother and the Holy Spirit, and these are the keys to your overcoming. Some of us need to overcome our fear of or our feelings of inadequacy, raising our children, our marriages, challenges in our work and in our missions or our reasons for being. So ask yourself, do you really believe that if you meditated on the Mother and the Holy Spirit, that you would be able to overcome these fears? He promises that you would. So let's go on here.
When you raise the Mother Light within you, then and only then can you be a representative of the Mother in the Holy Spirit. If you seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you must know the Mother. You must revere the Mother. The Mother must live within your body temple as a vital, active, and powerful energy.
So we see that if we want to be a true representative of the Mother and the Holy Spirit, we must raise the Mother Light within us. In fact, this is the only way we can receive the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, performing miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretations. If you want to study that more, look up 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 11, and read some more about these nine gifts. Many of us have what would appear to be some of those gifts in some amount, but to really develop them and use them fully, we need to know the Mother and the Mother Light, and have that Mother Light. The Mother Light expressing itself through us is an active and a powerful energy. But how do we raise this Mother Light within us? Does anybody have any idea, or would any of you like to contribute to this? Feel free to hit star 6 and suggest any ways that you think that we can raise the Mother Light within us.
Yes.
Who is this?
Finally got on.
Oh, that's great. Yes, say the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. There are so many different forms of the Hail Mary. There are some wonderful forms of it. People do it in the rosary. And I don't know if you all realize it, but because the Mother Light is pretty powerful in parts of South America, and of course it's not being reported in the media exactly, South America is blessed by having a lot of what we call the seventh root race, the next group of babies being born. A lot of them will be what we call the seventh root race, and they will be very special children, which will help bring us into the seventh, to the golden age, the great golden age. And I personally think that part of it is because they do revere the Mother, and they say that rosary. We say it a little different. Barbara, maybe you can help me. I'm trying to think here how I say it. I don't want to make a mistake here. But I think I usually say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of, Mother of God, pray for us sons and bodhisattvas of love, now and at the hour of our victory, in virtue, health, and life. Yeah, that's it. And that's something that's very easy to learn. If any of you would like me to send you that version of the Hail Mary, it's just very short, two verses. I'll be glad to send them to you. They're also in all of our prayer books. It's a very positive form. Instead of saying death, we say in life. And it's a very positive form, and it is very energizing as far as bringing the mother into your everyday life. So, when we were a child, you learned many things by imitating your mother. Now, we have been invited to imitate our true mother, that mother who is with us every minute and wants us to represent her. But how do we do this? There are many ways that we can do this, but one way is to make a list of all of the virtues or all of the gifts that you can find to describe the mother. You can also make a list of what you wish your mother had been or all of the wonderful things you appreciate about your mother. Well, because all of these things, the true mother light, the mother part of God, the Father, Mother, God that we have, all of these virtues she has. In the prayer decree number 50.016, I am the mother, that we all said together, you will find many of the mother's virtues and the gifts there. The first one I see there is healing. And the healing virtue of Mother Mary causes me to recall when I worked as a nurse in a hospital and I observed a mother cradling her newborn baby boy to her breast, crying. We sat her down in this rocking chair that we provided for her in the nursery on the floor that I worked. And she refused to be separated from her child. She stayed there all night rocking this baby on account of he was supposed to die of a fatal lung disease. They had no hope for him. He was blue. And he had very great difficulty breathing. But as this woman held this mother in great love and called to Mother, she was a Catholic lady, she called to Mother Mary very freely, something that I didn't do at that time because I was Protestant, and I always heard that talking to Mother Mary was ridiculous and that people that honored her were really following idolatry or worshiping an idol type thing. Since then, I've come to change my thoughts on it. But anyhow, the next morning, the little baby had made a miraculous recovery, and he soon went home with his mother. Now, was this because through her love, the mother healed him? How do you think that happened? And I've heard of so many, many miracles of the mother and Mother Mary coming, and I think more than any of the masters, and maybe more than Jesus himself, Mother Mary has presented herself physically or in a vision or in some way. Now I know we make fun of people who call up some radio station and say, oh, I see Mother Mary on my toast. It's a cheese. It's shaped just like her. That is, you know, a little bit ridiculous, and the media loves to make fun of stuff like that. But people really do have experiences with Mother Mary that are outstanding, and most of you know about the children at Fatima. We won't go into that tonight, but there are many things we could talk about on Mother Mary making appearances to others and feeling her presence. There are many more attributes of the mother that we need to absorb and emulate, and some of them that we see in this prayer called I Am the Mother are oneness, divine perfection, eternal love, purity, words of kindness, a ray of hope, a radiating crystal, rings of healing fire, mothering love, gladness, dedication, givingness, nurturing, inspiring, motivating, bold intervention, truth, a listening ear, and protection. Just meditating on one of the 22 affirmations in that prayer that we said today can change your life. So, does anybody have anything you would like to contribute, any experiences you've had, or any insights? Feel free to hit *6. Okay, then we'll go on with David Lewis's dictation, which Mother Mary spoke for him here.
The Mother directs the course of life through her stream of intent to raise all. This raising is the fulfillment of her reason for being as a mother, and therefore her children are born within her womb, given birth outside the womb, and then raised by her love, by the precious milk of the Spirit that she offers. And it is so that every one of her children is wooed back to the Father through the Mother's sacred touch. Whether you have had a loving mother in this life or not, know, Blessed Heart, that in this hour you each have a loving mother, who I am and who the Holy Spirit is, whom you can call to, who listens to you, who knows you personally.
And so we see that we actually come forth from the mother to be born through our earthly mother, and then we actually help the godmother of our Father, Mother God, fulfill her reason for being by allowing her to raise us up higher, allowing her to bring us back to a oneness with God through her sacred touch. Did your earthly mother ever act as a type of mediator between you and your earthly father? In earthly way, of course, this is quite different. But I do remember going on my first date at age 16, and my father, who loved me, felt I was way too young, and he was just not going to let me go. My mother promised him that I would call home at 9:30, and that she would wait up until I arrived home safely at 11 p.m. And, you know, I really appreciated her doing that. I knew my father felt the way he did because he loved me, but I knew that she had a gentleness and a caring and a mothering for me that was a little different. I needed both. I needed both the father love, the firmness, and I needed the mother love, the gentleness and the mediator type. So I went on my first date, and it all worked out. And I also felt closer to my dad, who, because of her assurances, let me go on my first date. So now we'll go on.
Just as the Father and the Son comprise the alpha thrust of light within the first half of the sphere of light and the Tai Chi flow of God's intent, so the Mother and the Holy Spirit comprise the omega return of light back to the Source. The Mother is the personalization of God for you. Most personal. And the Holy Spirit is that impersonal personality that is also there for you within created form, life, in all of its variegated manifestations, in nature and within your Buddha nature. Your Buddha nature is the Father Light of the perfection and of who you are. And your Mother Nature is the fulfillment of that Buddha Nature in form where you are. Therefore, if you would know your Buddha Nature truly and fully, know also your nature as Mother, right here, right now.
Now, for some of you, hearing the term Buddha nature is a little bit strange. I remember the first time I heard it, I didn't quite understand it. And then I learned that our Buddha nature is the same as our Christ nature. The Buddha nature, or our Buddha self, is the same as our Christ self. Interestingly, when Gautama Buddha was asked what he was meditating on when he discovered the truths of what we call the Eightfold Path, which are right view, right motive, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right contemplation, he answered, "Why, I was simply meditating on the Divine Mother, of course." So what he learned from the Divine Mother was the right way to act, what we came here to be, the virtues that we needed to take on to ourselves to survive and to grow and come up higher spiritually. Now let's talk about one of the ways to meditate on the Divine Mother. One very simple way to focus on her is to take one of the affirmations that we read and repeat it while accentuating each word in turn. Take affirmation 2, for instance, which says, "I am a mother of healing for the earth." You want to get everything out of that little affirmation that you can get out of it. Say that affirmation, "I am a mother of healing for the earth." You want to think what that means. Are you sending forth healing prayers, healing light? Practice saying it a different way. "I am a mother of healing for the earth." "I am a mother of healing for the earth." "I am a mother of healing for the earth." "I am a mother of healing for the earth." "I am a mother of healing for the earth." Each time you accentuate a different word, you get a different emphasis and a different meaning. By the time you're through doing that and using each of the main words at each time, accentuating a different one, you know that affirmation. It's yours. Take one of those affirmations and just simply say it all day long. Think about it. Picture it happening. See yourself sending out light. Hold your hands up every time you say it, if you can, at least one hand, and direct it out there to the planet. Send your light out through those fingertips, out to all of the angels that will take it to all over the planet when you do this. Okay, let's go on here. Remember, if you have anything you would like to contribute, please hit *6 and feel free.
The Mother takes your hand and leads you to the Holy Spirit, who is another kind of mother, who represents that mother within nature to all of her children. Have you walked with your mother within nature and seen and felt the waves of her awareness through all that you see with your senses, that you feel, that you hear? Even your sensory experiences in matter are known through the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, and the memory of the mother as your physical body. And there are higher senses of your higher self that the mother leads you to when you are sensitized by love through her heart, using your faculties in this plane with godly intent, sincerity, and gentility, and raising that light to the source, such that then you may know through those higher faculties the fullness of the all-present one, the all-knowing one, the all-powerful one.
So we see that as we meditate on the Mother and the Holy Spirit, especially when we're enjoying the beauty of creation, such as enjoying our gardens, walking down a country road, camping near a mountain lake, honoring the sunrise and the sunset. In fact, one of the most important times that you can meditate on the Mother and the Holy Spirit is at sunrise and sunset. Those two times, an hour before the sun goes down and the first hour that it comes up, those are safe times to actually meditate on the sun. You can go out there and blink at the sun. And there is in our prayer book a little prayer affirmation, very short, that you can do with the sun, because the sun is a very powerful, powerful being, actually, and it's a home to thousands of angels. It's one of the homes of the angels. We can talk about that sometime in the future. But people are healed by the sun. We have a good friend, he may be on the line now, I don't know, Wayne, who was diagnosed with leukemia and began to do sun gazing and was healed completely and totally. And there are a lot of people that are healed by the sun. And Wayne has a good friend named HRM that we've all met. And he's a man who has been able to live for over a year without eating by simply meditating on the sun and drinking water and sometimes occasionally herb tea to be polite. Of course, he does eat now from time to time, but he can go and has gone for over a year without eating. And that's another story. Sounds a little strange, but you'd have to know the whole story. And it's quite a miracle. I recall laying under our live Christmas tree as a child, imagining a busy fairyland with elves and little creatures scurrying under the lights and hiding behind the ornaments and making up stories and playing with them. And I was sure I saw some fairies in there playing with me. I can remember peering into the lake shore's edge while camping and seeing little fish, water dogs, and bugs busily going in all directions in the water, and staring into the grass and counting the different creatures I saw running fearfully through the underbrush as I lay down on top of them. And as a child, it amazed me and it opened my eyes to all that was out there that I didn't know. This is an important thing for children to experience. So as we look in amazement at these many facets of creation, the Mother, the Holy Spirit, can develop our higher senses, especially in nature, and can help us become sensitized to that level which enables us to know the fullness of the all-present, all-knowing, and all-powerful Father, Mother, God that is our source, our presence, our solar presence, our I Am presence. If any of you have any experiences that you have had, or especially in nature, when you were outside or with the stars or on a trip, feel free to hit star 6 and share it. These are very important, and if you haven't had them, my prayer is that you will start to look for them now. Okay, we're going to go on a little bit further here. Mother Mary talks about
Donna.
Yes.
This is Barbara.
Yes, Barbara.
I was a little bit about elements. I think a lot of children,
mm-hmm.
them and perceive them.
You're breaking up a little bit.
I said a lot of perceive them and see them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I must have been seeing them when I was a little girl because my neighbors and people that knew my parents always called me the girl with overactive imagination.
With the overactive imagination.
Must have talked about them regularly because the people that knew my family who I saw a lot of stuff that other people anyway, they're there.
Yes, they are. And so many of us as children had those experiences and we've forgotten them, or our parents made fun of us and or they teased us, or somebody said, you know, that we had exactly what you said, Barbara, that we just simply had an overactive imagination, and we thought, well, that must be a bad thing. And so we stopped having those experiences. But that's very true, and there are all kinds of little elementals. I don't know if you've seen that YouTube or that little blurb they had on Fox News the other night about this group of people that saw a leprechaun, and they were all gathered together talking about it and waiting up to see if they could see him. I think it was somewhere in Missouri, but I'm not sure. Anyway, they're out there, and we have records of them. I have a book that shows pictures of what they think were little things that the leprechauns and the fairies and the elementals, we call them, did and left their history preserved in rocks and amber and other stones and forms of gems that are preserved. But that's a story for another time. Thank you, Barbara. Okay, we'll go on here.
You have heard the story that I was born with the Holy Spirit fully adorning my being within my mother's womb. For Anna and Joachim prayed to be the instrument for the Lord. And so by their loving intent and their deep devotion, the Holy Spirit came and lived through me, through my entire life. And so with the same offering unto the Lord, my son was born, also empowered by that Spirit. And it was present throughout his entire life, as you know. We have spoken of your opportunity to befriend the Holy Spirit. As you are my friend, my dearest loved one, I lead you to my friend, the Holy Spirit, this day, to understand a greater cherishment of her ways, of her means, of her great gnosis expressed.
So, getting to know the Holy Spirit as Mother, that's a completely new thought to me. And it was to the messenger, David Lewis. He had never heard that. He was rather amazed. Davis Bhatta, Manu, one of the masters, said to us in November of 2004, he said, to have our victory, each of you must be the fullness of that Mother Light where you are. Jesus was that Mother Light. Serapis was that Mother Light. Will you be the Light of Mother on behalf of 10,000 or more souls who need you? Now, how could you do that? How could you be the Mother Light on behalf of 10,000 or more souls who need you? Well, there's several ways. Number one, you can ask your Father, Mother, God, and you can ask the archangels to take you at night when you go to sleep to the retreats of the Masters, to those universities of the Spirit, those schools of the Masters, where you can learn how to encourage other souls at nighttime to be a mother to them, to mother them. I remember waking up one night in the middle of the night, having just had an amazing dream of climbing under a bed with a bunch of raggedy little children in another country, comforting them and hugging them and loving them, because there were bombs dropping all around. That's the only time I had that dream, because I don't always remember my dreams. But you can have the privilege of comforting other souls at times when they are hurting. And this is what happens sometimes when children and mothers and fathers and families are in the middle of wars and earthquakes and tumultuous experiences. And for some reason they are calmed and they're in their right mind. And it's because other souls are helping them. Maybe they're not, physical, they can't be seen, but there is a presence there helping them. And as they call for help and they call to God, they are calmed. And you may have a part in that. Remember, we're all part of God. We're like cells in the body of God. So we all take part in helping one another because we're all one. So, for those of you who do not yet have children or grandchildren, imagine what would happen if you promised the mother, the Holy Spirit, that she would be an instrument for an anticipated child or grandchild by praying daily for him or her throughout the pregnancy and throughout their life while you were still here on earth, just as Anna and Joachim prayed for Mary, their daughter, and as Mary prayed for Jesus. And are you willing to pray for 10,000 souls who need you? You can pray for these 10,000 souls daily. Pray for the children every day. Pray for the protection of the children in the womb. Pray for the protection of the children coming in to the seventh root race, being born now in China and South America and in other places. So now we will continue back with this dictation.
And as your life is fulfilled within that spirit, always, the mother's light peeping through is always smiling upon you and you and you. Representative of the Holy Spirit. And in this sacred touch, there may be conveyed unto each heart something more of that mother principle of light and life. It is your choice. Just how much of the mother you will revere and you will embody, Blessed Heart.
One last word from Jesus, who knew the mother and the Holy Spirit fully. He said, "The secrets of the mother's heart are being revealed in this day and this hour to those who are open to it. For the mother light we bore is coming to the forefront, that essential light of qualities and virtues that must be extolled and expressed. Within all of you who desire to balance the alpha and omega polarities within you, thereby gaining the full mastery of yourself, of self as God." So now we'll just have a last little statement here.
Walk upon the earth gently, knowing the mother's voice and the mother's touch and the mother's love for you.
So that's the end of our dictation in our class, but what we're going to do now is have a few moments in which we share some prayer requests, or if you have any questions, or if you would like to contribute anything at this time, hit *6 and feel free to take turns, and I will write down all your prayer requests, and I have a prayer request to ask from all of you. I did have a problem with my tailbone, my sacrum, and I have had difficulty sitting down. I had to either stand up or lay down, and it makes it very difficult to be at the computer. But an amazing thing happened this afternoon. I was suddenly able to sit down, so that's why I've been able to have the class tonight. I still am having muscle spasms in my back, my lower back, but if you think of me, just pray for those to go away. I know that they are, and they're getting better, and I know it was a real miracle that I've been able to sit here without pain, amazingly, and not even on any medicine or anything, and do this class. So, God is faithful, the Mother Light is faithful, and the healing light of the Mother is powerful. So, any prayer requests that I can take, just hit star, and then hit 6. Yes. Go ahead and share.
Anna, this is Lola. I just want to thank you and the group that's with us today for all the prayers. Things have been a lot better for us. We're coming together, helping a lot of patients, and, you know, it's still, we still haven't made money, but we're happier because we are now able to help patients, and thank you for that. And also, Deanna's father, he was recently diagnosed with colon cancer, but fortunately, because of all your prayers, the doctor will be able to do a state-of-the-art procedure that will not entail surgery, and he'll be cured. So I just want to let all of you know that these prayers work, and we're very grateful to all of you, and to you, Donna, and we continue to pray for all of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Are you, do you have your own business yet, or are you working still for another company, or how is that going?
We put together, luckily we've met this guy named Anthony who's a nurse, and he helped us form our own group. So with the three of us, we're all working together, and it's slow, but we're getting business, you know, opportunities, and we've been able to start seeing patients since last month, and it's really picking up, and it's like the right people seem to be crossing our path.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'll sure keep praying for you for that. We'll pray for continued good business and for you to find the right people continually.
We really, really appreciate all you've done. It's been a tough 10 months, but we feel positive, and we're very grateful for the prayers for Mother and my family and Deanna's family, too.
Thank you so much, Donna, to Deanna, and thank you, Lola, for...
Oh, good. Good, good. Thank you, Diana, for speaking there, and we will certainly continue to pray for your dad.
Thank you.
Any other prayer requests? Yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Donna?
Yes.
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for your prayers, and also I just want to share a couple things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline's little granddaughter, Kayla. These angels and fairies and unicorns all around people's heads and Caroline's heads. And she had dark things around her house, and they're gone now. And there's little unicorns and fairies and hearts and angels all around her house.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And something for your back, because I have my spine fused, and it shortens the muscles in my legs. And it makes my legs hurt, but have your husband, you can get on all fours or just lay down on your stomach and have him squeeze those lower muscles together on both sides of your spine, and it will help relax. It's really, really helpful, and it helps my stomach relax.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I have a lot of that, and I also, with my dear prayers, I thank you for the ones that you, we really feel them, and Ellen still has fluid around his gallbladder and his liver, but I have I've had yeast in my liver and my pancreas and my spleen again. I had a hysterectomy, something to split down, but I've got a terrible kidney and bladder infection.
Mm.
And the regular doctor says there's nothing wrong with me, so I'm just taking cranberry and azo right now. But I've had it for 2 weeks, and I'm really not well. And I would like for this to just peel out of me, and I don't know what else to do. But your hairs are really stout, and the energy is stout from all your hairs.
Now, when you have a chance, Rose, call me tomorrow morning, and I'll share with you my thoughts.
Thank you so much. And bless you all, and thank you all for your prayers, and we pray for you too. And
thank you.
I'm going to find a way to record this and tell me people, as you know. She really feels bad because she got it started at 8, and she was going to try to get home to hear it. But I wrote notes.
Oh, good. Good. Well, she can listen. I think we've made a recording of this, and I'll explain how to do that shortly.
Oh,
are there any other prayer requests?
Donna, am I unmuted?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. This is Gwen. I'm sorry, I was muted a couple of times when I wanted to offer something in. Anyway, you may have heard about my grandson.
Yes, I've been praying for him.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And what, is there any change?
On the East Coast, I guess he's finished me up his antibiotics this week, and he still has pain in his joints.
In his joints?
And,
okay. And how old is he again?
He's seven.
Seven.
His name is Alexander. Then Ian, who lives right here in Maine, he was just bit this week. By a tick.
Oh, dear.
I mean, this is unbelievable, but he was on the East Coast, not with his cousin, but somewhere else. And he was bit, and he had a, like a mild protein happening before he went back. And then it just kind of went away during the week that they were gone, and then started to come back again. But his neck gland is still swollen like softballs in the last couple of days, and his brain glands are swollen. He's 5. And his head is the head is so others, the tick, which
he's got to be sure and check for Lyme disease.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, they did run blood, but that's not going to show up right away in Lyme, I don't think.
I don't think so.
And it's not mononucleus.
Yeah.
They did the first strep culture, the quick one, and that was that.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it takes to find out the results on strep.
Yeah, right.
It took a longer...
takes us a few days.
So it's bacteria. It's bacteria. And
okay.
That is. So, yes, it's more, but it's not. I mean, I don't know why someone's daughter asked, well, what kind of bacteria can get in here?
Oh.
So,
I'll be praying for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope everybody writes these things down so we can all be praying for each other. Any other prayer requests?
Hey, Donna?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
First of all, God bless you, and we've been blessed by you and so many, many times over.
Thank you, Anna.
I was calling you tomorrow with all the little supplements that you need to take because I have the same condition as you had.
Oh, okay.
And I know exactly what to do, but, if you find a very good chiropractor, that's the best too.
Yeah, I just went to him yesterday, and it was a big help, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lot of natural anti-inflammatories and stuff that can help you out, like bromelain and stuff, garlic,
The natural anti-inflammatory things are very helpful, right?
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you, Anna. Yeah, I'll be eager to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good. And I'll be praying. I'm continuing to pray for you and Jerry also.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're creeping
through these afternoons. Nothing is happening.
Okay. This is Rose again. I'm sorry.
Yes, Rose.
I'd just like to ask for everyone on the planet to be more conscious and concerned about each other and have more compassion and empathy and love towards each other, that they will open your heart like the lotus.
That's part of the mother light. The mother is compassion. There's more expression of feeling as you grow in the mother light. There is more tolerance. The mother is representative more of love, where the father is more representative of wisdom and power. But the two of them together make our father, mother, God, of course, which is perfection. And that's what we do need, is to have compassion for the people on this planet. I just want to mention to you all, while I'm thinking of it right now, there is a series of books. I call them the Anastasia books. And even on the back of my Anastasia book here, it says, the more you read them, the better you feel. And that is so true. They're also called the Ringing Cedar series. And it's a story, it's an amazing story, it's true, of a woman named Anastasia, who is a recluse, who's also called the recluse of Siberia. She comes out of Siberia. She doesn't live in a house like we do. She doesn't need clothing like we do, and yet she's in this very cold climate. She's a very beautiful woman, and she can transport herself anywhere. And this is a series of books written about her and her wisdom and what she's warning us about and telling us about. I just have a little quote here I'm going to read. She says, the time is approaching when mankind will be present simultaneously in two worlds. And I think that goes together with the prayer we so often say in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. And when the golden age comes, I think we are going to be quite aware of things on earth the same as they are in heaven, and being quite aware of in heaven the same as they are on earth when that golden age comes. And this book, her series of books, which you can find at Amazon.com. There's about 8 or 9 books, and they're short. They go to 200 and something pages. They're not real, real long, but they are amazing books, and they will change your life. They have really been special to me. And you know, most of you, I think, that we are in the age of the mother. It started, or we started being told about this by Jesus and other masters, back in the late 90s, that we are going into the age of the woman, and especially the age of the mother. And now we've been told in a good number of dictations that we must experience and grow in that mother light in order to really experience all that God has for us and to be a representative of the mother to others, which means in all situations, have compassion. Be still instead of yelling back at somebody, becoming angry. Be still and look at them and give them love. There's a wonderful course that Barbara and I and Dwyn and some others possibly on this phone call that we took recently called Nonviolent Communication. And there's a lot of books and things on that. It doesn't mean just don't yell. It just means learning how to speak in love, learning how to restrain yourself. And I know you all have people in your families that we just can't do that with, at least not physically, not in our own strength. When somebody yells at us or raises their voice, we yell back. We think that it's a weakness if we're still and we just stand there and send them love. We think that we're being weak, not so. Learning how to say to somebody when they accuse you of things, are you willing to wait and listen to me? Are you willing to consider this? Are you willing, instead of defending yourself right off? Learning how to answer in love is the affirmation of the day. Learning how to answer in love. Learning how to speak in love, or learning how not to speak at all. And the second thing is to practice the pranayama. Practice those breathing exercises. Those things will help you so much in your daily life. And I'm praying for Lola and Diana, that are doctors, actually, in the Dallas area. I'm praying for them to experience this mother love with every patient that they help and that they work with up there. Pray for them. I would like to ask you all to pray for Lola and Diana, and also pray for their mother, Minerva, who's had a lot of physical challenges. And I'm praying for Rose and for Caroline and for Caroline's grandchildren and daughter and for Elwin and for Dwayne's grandsons and for Anna.
Field muscles. For
Caroline?
What?
Field muscles. Well, Elma?
Gilma. Yep.
Okay.
Thank
you. Got that.
Also, Donna,
uh-huh.
If you can find a good kinesiologist in there, along with the chiropractor, that would be very cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are some very good ones. Mm-hmm. Now, I need to close in prayer, and I wonder, Gwen, are you still there?
Okay.
If Gwen or Barbara are there, maybe you could close in prayer for us. And we will seal the whole evening, a couple of minutes early. If you're not, I'll go ahead and pray. Okay. Beloved Father, Mother, Mother Mary, and all of the Archei and the angels of heaven, all of the mothers of heaven, which are there working with Mother Mary and working with us as we open ourselves up to the Mother Light. Help us to have compassion. Help us to speak in love. Help us to be and become all that we need to be for you this night and this week and this month and every moment. And even while we're sleeping, may our souls learn more about compassion for the 10,000 or more souls for each of us on this planet. Help us to go to those retreats tonight to meet each other and go to those places with the masters and the angels, wherever they take our souls, to help somebody else. And thank you that we even have time to acquire good karma while we're sleeping. Thank you for all of your gifts, the virtues that we see of the mother tonight in this lesson that we've had and from your discourse, beloved Mother Mary. Thank you, beloved Holy Spirit. May we know the gifts of the Spirit and grow ever more and come up higher. We ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. And feel free to call me tomorrow if you have any more questions or thoughts or prayers or prayer requests. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.